Track 2.56.
My name's Jenny Jackson, and today we're talking about how to change your life. In the studio with us today, we have three people who have made changes in their lives. Jeff, Sylvia, and Luca. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
So, first of all, Jeff, can you tell us what your problem was? Why did you need to make a change?
Well, one day I suddenly realized that if I wanted to buy a new car or my own apartment, I needed to save some money.
I see. Why didn't you have any money?
Well, I used to spend a lot of money on things that I didn't really need. So, for example, I used to go out for dinner at a restaurant at least four times a week. I loved getting new things, like, you know, the latest phone, clothes. One weekend, I sat down and added up the money I'd spent in a month. I was shocked.
I can imagine. So, what have you changed?
Well, now I eat at home most of the time. And I think, do I need this before I buy something new? I've saved almost £5,000. I'm really pleased with myself.
Cool, that's great. Next up, we have Sylvia. Sylvia, tell us about your change.
Hi, Jenny. Well, my story began when one day I had to walk up a hill. When I got to the top, it was difficult to breathe. I was so unfit. The problem is, I really hate most kinds of exercise. You know, running, cycling, swimming. Then this friend said, "Why didn't you come to a dance class?" The first time was so hard, I had to sit down and rest, but I enjoyed it. So I went back again, and again, and very slowly I'm getting fitter and losing weight. I climbed that hill again last week. Easy.
That's great, Sylvia. I really need to get fit myself. Anyhow, last up, we have Luca. Hi, Luca.
Hi.
So, Luca, what did you need to change?
Well, about 6 months ago, I realized that I had a very small number of friends. But if I thought back, well, 7, 8 years ago, I used to have a lot of friends. And I asked myself, why is that? Well, some of them got married and had children, and their lives sort of went in another direction. And a couple of friends got job offers overseas. But when I thought about it a bit more, well, another answer was, I'm a bit lazy. Lazy about keeping in touch with people.
I see. So what did you do about it?
So I started to get in touch with my old friends. And then, after that, I had to stay in contact and arrange to meet them again. Now I find that people call me. And the great thing is, we still enjoy the things that we used to.
Well, thanks so much, guys, for sharing your story with us. It just shows that we can all make that change if we decide to do it.